Thanks, Jennifer, spending some time with me about this very interesting film, Dead Parents Club. It's part of an aphids production, and you're filming a production as it's being produced. How did that happen?
It's very layered. It's kind of Lara is a dear friend of mine, and so we co-directed this film together, but she was the director of the performance. So she's the director of Aphids, and she kind of asked me to kind of come on board to document the performance process and hoping to make it into a documentary like later down the track. But we didn't know exactly what the documentary was going to look like. So it was very much like on the fly, kind of figuring out what kind of stood out to us as the process kind of unfolded. But the whole performance itself was very like collaborative. And so like the performance started, without a real script, like without a kind of a clear idea. It was about kind of coming up with this, with the premise together as the ensemble cast. And so for me, it was kind of like being a part of that. So seeing how the process unfolded. Yeah, it was an incredible experience. It was really became totally embedded in this whole world. I feel like I should out
It's
myself. I have not lost a parent, so I'm a
interesting.
kind of voyeur in this space.
I've got to underline the fact that Aphids bills itself as a Melbourne-based artist-led organisation creating subversive, radical, public art and cross-disciplinary performances. And this is why the film is so amazing, actually, and the way they make their art is so amazing, is that it actually pushes the boundaries of time and space and order, which is basically the basis of the Western society that we're encapsulated in, correct?
Very well said. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I mean, they're very two different forms, performance art, kind of like exploring that exact idea through performance art looks very different to exploring it through documentary. And so I think that that was one of the biggest things of kind of figuring out when we needed to kind of explicitly say or kind of like develop character versus like the really important messaging underneath around this tension between wanting to everything to be tied up in a bow, like kind of the three-act structure, the Western model of understanding narrative, but also understanding grief, versus the kind of performance, more experimental space. So yeah, it was really incredible. And I'm not a performance artist. So Lara was very much like taking me into her world. And I got to kind of be a part of it, which was cool.
Yeah, I think so too. The notion that she started off with, and it was a personal journey because it's about people who have lost their parents, and she wasn't particularly careful about the ages of people. There were older people and there were younger people, and there were people in the middle who had lost their parents. But all of the people were in different phases of grieving. And this particular type of art, a performance. I mean, it started off, quite ordinarily, because she t starts talking about how many orphan tropes there are in the world out there. And I was actually going to say that I've got a daughter, and when she was playing with her friend with her Barbies, all her miniature dolls, they used to start their game with, they say, "And all the parents are dead." And then they'd start their game.
Oh,
And so it's all about
that sounds
power,
funny.
right? Yeah, it is. That's why I bring it up. But when she points out that there's so many orphan tropes in the Western framework, you realize, of course, she's completely correct. But then it's like holding on to a string with all the different, even the players don't even know why they're there until they divulge themselves in their grief. It's quite amazing, isn't it?
Totally. Yeah, it really is. And I think it was a working out process for Lara herself as well. I was the same. Wasn't quite aware how many Disney or like ch childhood kind of favorite classics were orphans. And then when you start to think about it, it's really hard to think of anyone who any character
isn't.
who hasn't lost a parent yet. And I think that the question is, like, it's not a coincidence. There's clearly a reason, narratively, why it makes sense to, like, kill off the parents. And it's about, like, yeah, power and emancipation, the idea of, like, freedom. It's a catalyst for, the hero's journey. That tension that Aphids really plays with, this idea of, like, fantasy and reality, is someone that with lived experience, that kind of can really stand out to you as to how it's the orphan trope is framed and used as a way to kind of, like, get the character moving and kind of have this whole adventure and journey, it versus reality, to, like, how grief kind of lingers and stays with you, and it's not this kind of very clear, tied up journey that a child or anyone of any age goes on. So the kind of underlying tension that they're figuring out, but you're totally correct. At the beginning, really didn't have a real understanding as to what everybody was kind of doing. And it was just really remarkable to see this, like, emotional journey of the individuals and as a collective coming together and, like, becoming a family.
Lara, what a magnificent mind. She was being intuitive in her exploration and so powerful in the leadership of the performance without being a leader, if you know what I mean. Quite, it's very compelling filmmaking. And of course, you got to go behind the scenes to not just the building of a show to its status, but to the clothing that was chosen, as well as people finding the movements that they were going to use in character.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, that was really amazing to see how that actually played out. Like, it really truly was a collaborative space. Lara had one-on-one kind of sessions, and even, when the camera wasn't there, it was still constantly going on. The one-on-one sessions was a way for Lara to discuss with the cast members, like, their own personal journey of grief, and then also their relationship to the character that they've been cast. So, for example, like Annie or Paddington Bear, all these orphan characters. I think the thing that was really impressive to me about seeing Lara work was that she's kind of always listening, and you don't realize that even when they're having very kind of candid, casual conversations or really emotional conversations, she's, like, listening. And then, in the next session or in the next kind of cast, like, rehearsal, she will have, like, embedded something in there, that, like, was just part of a casual conversation. And that's a real skill, to be able to be constantly actively listening with the cast members and making sure that each of their stories is embedded in their own character through the performance. And I don't think they even realized how much they were, like, there was, like, yeah, therapy throughout this whole thing, until really kind of the end, that they had all kind of come together and had this amazing experience.
It was very layered. You talked about it before as being layered, and as a filmmaker, you straddle two different types of mind spaces. You're being practical and getting shots, but also you're observing the people as they're making this theatrical but also personal emotional journey, which is, I guess, what Aphids is saying, that all art is a personal and emotional journey. And it's a collective element. But how did you obviously, you found it very liberating in a way to be in that position.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I did a film that was kind of, like, very observational, Queens of Concrete, which was, over 8 years' time. So it was different. But this was, I really didn't feel, I think that the thing that really stood out to me was that I was initially very much kind of outer to this group, and I could feel it. And I think that I there was maybe a tiny bit of discomfort as well, because they were in a vulnerable space, and also, a lot of them hadn't or practiced really talking about their grief publicly. Some of their grieving processes were very private, and, like you said in the beginning, they were at very different stages. But I think over time, they really did learn to trust me, and I was, like, just part of it. I was there, and I think they really valued, they started to understand how, important and unique this experience was. So having somebody there kind of is a bit of a, there's a comfort in that, just like knowing that this is not going to vanish into thin air, that this is kind of our story now documented. It was an interesting place to be in. I mean, I feel like documentary filmmaking is a kind of complex industry. I constantly am battling with trying to figure out whether I'm, a voyeur, or whether this is it, what for what purpose I'm kind of making films. But this was really like special because I learned a lot about grief in a way that I didn't know. And I mean, since then I've had my own grief in my life, so I think that it actually really helped me. It's not just the audience isn't just people who have lost a parent, even though I think that it's really important for that kind of representation in this way. But it's also about, just kind of being able to grapple with grief and see it, because we, as a society, we really do try and mask it, and don't have ways to kind of really grapple in a collective sense.
I reckon that the aphid people, what they're doing is actually taking the agency back that humans have over their own lives and taking a subject which is central to being human and making an actual dramatic piece about it is so contrary to the concept of an action movie. You know what I mean? Like, what are we allowed to make art about?
Totally. Yes. And I think that the kind of the sticky point that aphids, and also the I think the reason we really overlapped is because this idea of the commentary on popular culture and really kind of trying to unpack it and not just consume it. Like I've made a film about reality television, and that was kind of my fixation. And this orphan trope with Lara's fixation, I think that there is, there's a lot to be said around the way that we consume media and like material. And even, the fact that there are all these orphan characters, it's fascinating. It's kind of a cool thing to realize, a kind of exciting thing to realize. But the question of why and the impact, even I remember one of the cast members was talking about how, like, similar to your daughter, about how there is something like, exciting is the wrong word, but about being an orphan as a kid, there is something appealing about it, which if you lose a parent, it's something that you never want, it's awful. And then maybe it's guilt about feeling that way, that desire to have lost a parent or both your parents. But it just makes so much sense because we're fed it so often. I think that there was something about the reason that each character was cast, their alter ego, their orphan alter ego, that I think is a really amazing therapeutic practice of trying to kind of externalize your grief, or stepping into a character and looking at your grief in that way. And so all of this was really part of the performance.
I watched my 3-year-old grandson do that. He had some problem and then he became this other character describing the problem. And it was really
That's so
interesting,
interesting.
which
Wow,
is
that's amazing.
exactly the same thing.
Yes, yeah, totally. And I mean, I'm not a therapist, so I can't say if
Yeah.
this is, but there was something that I saw that was like, it was, you get to step away from your grief. It's like not you in a moment, but also it is, and you're kind of, they're kind of coming together, they're merging. And I think it was just really brilliant to see the way that every single person, like, kind of initially fought with their character. They kind of didn't, they weren't really sure, or they were trying
Ah,
to figure out
yes.
how to do it. And then over time, it was really a part of it. It was the characters and the real people, like, kind of always in the same room.
They did actually. They fought it. Why are you making me that person? I prefer to be this person. That's how I see myself. The other thing is, I was fascinated by the introduction of the dramaturg and the practicalities of making sure that you had an art piece that wasn't just an internal facing, but an external facing thing, because people are going to come and watch it. And of course, that's the same with the film, isn't it? So the
Oh
it
yeah.
marries.
Yes, I know. It was kind of I don't think I've ever done something so meta. I was like, kind of, I was almost like fatigued by how over the time I was like, everything, we are doing it right now. Like, this is what's happening. And I think that that was also a thing that, Lara and I really went back and forth on, of how much to kind of include the performance behind the scenes of the performance and the way that it was structured. And it just made sense to us to put these little bits in. I mean, Mish, the dramaturg, is like so incredible and she's so brilliant. It was hard not to put more of her in because she was so good. You know, she's also not an orphan. And because of this, over time, we really saw that the cast members were. It was like it was for them. It was all, it, but it, there was also a performance really happening. So it was kind of like trying to get back to reality. Like, let's make this performance. And in doing so, it was like we were also kind of commenting on the documentary that was being made, which was like, you know, we need structure. We need to people to be able to follow what's happening. We can't just, you know, it's not just, you know, a bunch of people getting closer and closer. It's like there has to be more, and that's how narrative works. And it's interesting to bring it into the real world and trying to figure it out. I'm glad that you kind of enjoyed that and you saw
Well, I was
the
wondering
meta layering.
because
Yeah, okay, great.
because I'm a practical person and I'm thinking,
Yeah.
this is very interesting. I wonder how it's going to work in the real world.
Totally. Well, yeah, I mean, the meta layering was it something that I think maybe even went a little bit mad about for a period. There were so many different conjoining, you know, layers, but ultimately I think that it was trying to kind of put forward the most important kind of thematics. It was a real joy.